Hello and welcome.
I'm so glad you've pressed play today because we're diving into one of the most fascinating and mark-rich topics in your WJEC A-level physics course, thermal physics and kinetic theory. Whether you're revising for your AS paper or pushing for that top A-star grade, this episode is going to give you everything you need. The core concepts, the derivations examiners love to test, the classic mistakes to avoid, and a quick-fire quiz to lock it all in. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Section 1. The nature of temperature and internal energy. Let's begin at the very foundation. Temperature in physics is not just a measure of how hot something feels. It is a measure of the average kinetic energy of the particles in a substance. This is a crucial distinction. When you heat a gas, you're increasing the average speed of its molecules. And that brings us to the concept of internal energy. The internal energy of a substance is defined as the sum of the random distribution of kinetic and potential energies of all the molecules within it. Now, here's a key examiner point. For an ideal gas, the potential energy contribution is zero. Why? Because ideal gas molecules are assumed to have negligible intermolecular forces between them. So for an ideal gas, internal energy equals kinetic energy only. If a question asks you to state what internal energy is, you must mention both kinetic and potential energies, and then explicitly state that for an ideal gas, potential energy is zero because intermolecular forces are negligible. That's your mark-earning sentence right there. Now, temperature is measured in Kelvin for all physics calculations. This is non-negotiable. If you substitute a temperature in degrees Celsius into any gas law equation, you will score zero for that substitution. The conversion is simple. T in Kelvin equals theta in Celsius plus 273.15. Absolute zero, zero Kelvin, is the temperature at which all molecular motion theoretically ceases. It's the lowest possible temperature in the universe. Section 2, the gas laws. Now let's talk about the empirical gas laws. These are laws derived from experimental observation, not from theory. There are three of them, and together they combine into the ideal gas equation. First, Boyle's law. At constant temperature, the pressure of a fixed mass of gas is inversely proportional to its volume. Mathematically, P times V equals a constant. Think of it this way. Squash a gas into half the space and the pressure doubles. This makes intuitive sense. The molecules have less room to move, so they hit the walls more frequently. Second, Charles's law. At constant pressure, the volume of a fixed mass of gas is directly proportional to its absolute temperature. So V divided by T equals a constant. Heat a gas up, and it expands. The graph of volume against temperature in Kelvin is a straight line through the origin. Third, Gay-Lussac's law, sometimes called the pressure law. At constant volume, the pressure of a fixed mass of gas is directly proportional to its absolute temperature. So P divided by T equals a constant. Heat a sealed container, and the pressure rises. Combine all three, and you get the combined gas law. P times V divided by T equals a constant. And if you introduce the amount of gas, measured either in moles or in number of molecules, you get the ideal gas equation. In two forms, PV equals nRT, where N is the number of moles and R is the molar gas constant, 8.31 joules per mole per Kelvin. Or PV equals nKT, where N is the number of molecules and K is the Boltzmann constant, 1.38 times 10 to the minus 23 joules per Kelvin. Here is one of the most common mistakes candidates make, confusing lowercase n, the number of moles, with uppercase N, the number of molecules. If you use N, you must use R. If you use N, you must use K. Mixing them up will cost you marks every time. A quick memory trick. Think N for number of molecules, K for tiny K Boltzmann. Both are the microscopic quantities. Section 3. Kinetic theory and the pressure equation. This is the big one. WJE absolutely loves asking candidates to derive the kinetic theory pressure equation. It's typically worth 4 to 5 marks as a show that question, and many candidates lose all of those marks because they don't know the steps. Let me walk you through it clearly. We start with a single gas molecule of mass m moving with velocity component cx in the x direction inside a cubic box of side length l. Step 1. The molecule hits one wall and bounces back. Its momentum changes from m times cx to negative m times cx. So the change in momentum is 2 men cx. Step 2. The time between successive collisions with the same wall is the time to travel across the box and back. That's 2L divided by cx. Step 3. By Newton's second law, force equals rate of change of momentum. So the force exerted by this one molecule on the wall is 2 metum Cx divided by 2L over Cx, which simplifies to mCx squared divided by L. Step 4, pressure is force divided by area. The area of the wall is L squared. So the pressure contribution from this one molecule is mCx squared divided by L cubed, which is mCx squared divided by V, where V is the volume of the box. Step 5. Now we sum over all N molecules. The total pressure is nm times the mean of Cx squared, all divided by Vi. Step 6. Here's the key assumption. The motion of molecules is random and isotropic, meaning there's no preferred direction. So the mean square velocity in the x direction equals 1/3 of the mean square speed overall. That gives us p equals nm times c bar squared divided by 3 volth. Step 7. Since density rho equals nm divided by v, we can write the final result, p equals 1/3 rho c bar squared. The critical examiner requirement here, and this is where marks are lost, is that you must explicitly invoke Newton's second law. You must state that force equals rate of change of momentum. If you just write the formula without that justification, you will not be awarded the mark for that step. Write it out, say it, make it obvious. Section 4, root mean square speed and temperature. From the kinetic theory equation, we can derive a beautiful link between temperature and molecular speed. Starting from PV equals NKT and P equals 1/3 nmc bar squared divided by V, we can show that 1/2 m times c bar squared equals 3/2 kT. This tells us that the average kinetic energy of a gas molecule is directly proportional to the absolute temperature. The root mean square speed, CRMS, is the square root of the mean of the squares of all molecular speeds. And this is another classic mistake. Candidates sometimes calculate the mean speed and then square it rather than squaring each speed, finding the mean, and then taking the square root. The order matters enormously. Root, mean, square, do it in that order, backwards. Square first, then mean, then root. Section 5, the first law of thermodynamics. The first law of thermodynamics is a statement of conservation of energy applied to a thermodynamic system. It states, Q equals delta U plus W, where Q is the heat supplied to the system, delta U is the increase in internal energy, and W is the work done by the gas. The sign convention is everything here. Heat flowing into the gas is positive Q. Work done by the gas, for example, when it expands against a piston, is positive W. Work done on the gas, compression, is negative W. A practical tip. Before you start any first law calculation, draw a quick diagram. Draw your gas system as a box. Draw an arrow pointing in for Q, labeled positive. Draw an arrow pointing out for W, labeled positive. This takes 10 seconds and will save you from sign errors that cost marks. Let's think about special cases. In an isothermal process, constant temperature, delta U is zero, so all the heat supplied goes into doing work. Q equals W. In an adiabatic process, no heat exchange, Q is zero, so any work done must come from the internal energy. W equals negative delta U. In an isochoric process, constant volume, no work is done, so all heat goes into internal energy. Q equals delta U. Section 6, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This topic has some very specific pitfalls that trip up even well-prepared candidates. Mistake number one, using Celsius instead of Kelvin. I cannot stress this enough. In every single gas law calculation, every single one, your temperature must be in Kelvin. The mark scheme will award zero for a substitution in Celsius. Convert first, calculate second. Mistake number two, confusing N and N. Number of moles uses R. Number of molecules uses K. Write the equation you're going to use before substituting and check which version you've written. Mistake number three, getting CRMs wrong. Root mean square speed is not the same as mean speed. Square each speed, average them, then take the square root. If a question gives you individual molecular speeds and asks for CRMs, do not just average them. Mistake number four, in the first law, forgetting the sign of W. If the gas expands, it does positive work on the surroundings. If it's compressed, work is done on it. So W is negative in the equation Q equals delta U plus W. Mistake number five, In the kinetic theory derivation, not explicitly invoking Newton's second law, the examiner mark scheme specifically requires candidates to link force to rate of change of momentum. State it, write it, don't assume it's implied. For command words, if a question says show that, you must present a complete logical derivation, every step, every assumption stated. If it says derive, same thing. If it says calculate, show your formula, your substitution, and your answer with units. If it says explain, use the word because to link cause and effect and make sure your explanation is at the molecular level where appropriate. Section 7, quick fire, recall, quiz. All right, time to test yourself. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. No peeking at your notes. Question 1, what is the definition of internal energy? Answer, the sum of the random distribution of kinetic and potential energies of all molecules in the substance. Question 2, for an ideal gas, why is potential energy zero? Answer, because ideal gas molecules have negligible intermolecular forces between them. Question 3. State the ideal gas equation using moles. Answer, PV equals nRT. Question 4. What is the value of the Boltzmann constant? Answer, 1.38 times 10 to the minus 23 joules per Kelvin. Question 5. In the first law, Q equals delta U plus W, what does a positive W represent? Answer, work done by the gas is expanding. Question 6, what is the relationship between average molecular kinetic energy and temperature? Answer, 1 half m CRM squared equals 3 halves KT. Average kinetic energy is directly proportional to absolute temperature. Question 7, in the kinetic theory derivation, what law must you explicitly invoke to get full marks? Answer, Newton's second law, force equals rate of change of momentum. How did you do? If you stumbled on any of those, go back and reread that section before your exam. Section 8, summary and sign-off. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode. 1, temperature is always in Kelvin for gas law calculations. Always, no exceptions. 2, internal energy is kinetic plus potential energy of all molecules. For an ideal gas, potential energy is zero. 3, the ideal gas equation comes in two forms. PV equals nRT for moles, PV equals nKT for molecules. Match your constant to your quantity. 4. The kinetic theory pressure equation is P equals 1/3 rho C bar squared. To derive it, you must explicitly use Newton's second law. 5. Average molecular kinetic energy equals 3 halves KT. This links the microscopic world of molecules to the macroscopic measurement of temperature. 6. The first law is Q equals delta U plus W. Draw a diagram, get your signs right, and you'll nail it. 7. CRMS is root mean square speed, square, mean, root, in that order. You've got this. Thermal physics is one of those topics where careful, methodical working really pays off. The mark schemes reward candidates who show their reasoning clearly, state their assumptions, and get their signs right. So practice those derivations until they're second nature and go into that exam with confidence. Thanks so much for listening. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.